Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
You serious?
There are plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Right now, you're killing some time with me, Marcus Bronzy. Now, we've had a great 2016, and in a few weeks, it's going to be 2017. So, just want to say thank you to Ace, Funk Butcher, Nick Bright, Dev, Producer Bill, Shane Powell, Milo Fisher, Kyle James, all of the people that helped us kill some time over the last 12 months by getting in contact with us and sharing whatever they're up to, whether it's an app, a game, a live experience, a brand new console, or just a dildo stuck to a drone. Yeah, that episode's definitely going to make it into these best bits, by the way. So yeah, the next few episodes, or should I say, before we look forward to a new year, let's look back, all right? It's all about looking back and reminiscing before we go forward and kick ass in 2017. So the next bunch of episodes that drop over this festive period, they'll be like a pick of all the best bits that occurred throughout the year. And as we know, there was a big reaction online when Trump was elected as the next president of the United States. And it possibly was one of the most discussed things in 2016. Because in episode 23, DJ Khaled for Prez, one that dropped in January this year, myself and Ace were discussing some of Hillary's policies and whether they could get her in the White House or not. So Hillary Clinton has vowed to reveal, this is a good one to win votes, she's vowed to reveal the truth about UFOs and Area 51 if she becomes president. Wow.
That's, I feel like she's reaching.
She's reaching.
She's super reaching.
I'm not saying that would make me tick the box. Yeah. But I would be interested to know what happened in
Area 51. What if she just turns around and says, the truth is there are no UFOs?
Then I'll know, innit? But come on, Area 51, area in the Nevada desert. Loads of people think that there's classified information there, like aliens, like they examine aliens, store them there, reverse engineer their products. That's like where they get things like, I don't know, iPods and iPhones from. Yet me, they've got Roswell in there. Bruv, wouldn't you be in it? Bruv, there must be something going on there. You can't fly over it. You can't walk down there. Wouldn't you be interested a little bit? Like,
I think there's certain things that we don't need to know.
Wow.
I'm dead serious. And I think there's things that may have been kept from us that are kept from us for a reason. I don't know what us, if there is life out there and she knows about it.
Yeah.
Why does she need to, like, what is her telling us? What is that going to help?
I don't know.
What is that actually going to help? Like, what does that do? Okay, she's the president. We know there's an Area 51. Now what?
But what if aliens have all the cool stuff? Nah. Like PlayStation 5.
I'm not buying this.
Xbox 2.
Nah.
Nah?
But like, even if we know, that doesn't mean that we can, like, we have now, okay, now we know that there's aliens. That doesn't mean that we can communicate. That just means we know that there's that stuff's there.
I would like to know if there were aliens.
Why?
Already. I think it would change. Here's why you might not want the world to know, because it would change people's behavior. Religion would change.
Yeah.
Human behavior would change. Our idealisms on like what is going on in the universe will change. It could make mayhem. It could make people go nuts.
And that's probably why we don't need to know that.
What else shouldn't we know then?
I don't think we should know about it. I think like... No, I don't think we should know about that.
Do you think she's just trying it to get votes then? Do you reckon they could just move everything out of Area 51, exactly, put it to Area 52, yeah, and then it opens the doors? Here's what's in Area 51.
No, I just think like this. Nothing. There are things that should be kept from the public, and I think that's probably one of them. Like, for instance, if the government knew when the apocalypse was happening,
yeah,
don't tell us.
Very interesting you say that, because I did just watch that show, You and the Apocalypse.
Just don't tell us. Yeah. Like, we don't need to know that, because everyone's going to panic, everyone's going to start wiling out, and it's going to be madness and mayhem.
I've got a bunker, though.
You have?
I've actually got a bunker.
No, you haven't.
In Cornwall, yeah.
So you're going to go Cornwall and just stay in a bunker?
Well, not if you don't tell me. If I've got 6 hours, though, I'll bring you
but
in.
But if you knew, you'd do that.
Yeah, I got a little bunker. It's like 40 feet underground.
Do you want to be like one of the only people left on this planet?
Oh, it'd be so quiet, be so good. No one to hassle me.
What are you gonna do?
Chill, read.
You wouldn't just want to go with everyone else?
Nah. Chill for a bit longer, innit? See what it's like. Enjoy the quiet.
You're just walking around with dead bodies everywhere.
You're not interested to hear about my bunker?
So go on, go for it, yeah.
That was a lie.
All right.
Yeah, what Ace doesn't know is I actually do have a bunker. Okay, I don't really, but I really wish I did. Twitter's changed a lot in 2016. And we were quite hot on the case. We kept an eye on it. And whilst doing that, we also got quite creative with regards to trying to invent our own app. This is also from the same episode. This is me and Ace spitballing about some changes to Twitter.
Word on the road is,
yeah,
Twitter may be,
I heard about this,
extending from 140 characters to potentially 10,000 characters, like they have in DMs. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's dumb. It's not Twitter no more, is it? And that's just Facebook.
Yeah.
Nah.
No?
I'm not going to read an essay for someone on Twitter. I'm not sitting there reading it's long.
Let's look at another social media platform that does get away with long posts at the bottom. Yeah. Instagram.
Yeah.
Because it's got a picture. Have you noticed some people post a picture and be like, blah 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 hashtag blah 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 hashtag. Do you read that?
No.
So how is Twitter gonna make this work if they do this? Because I'm cool with them making the DMs 10,000, because I think let guys get poetic in the DMs.
100%.
I wanna see, I like Shakespeare in the DMs. I love that sort of stuff. Yeah.
But unless you're Tiger.
Unless you're Tiger,
yeah.
Woo!
Stay out of the DMs.
Or unless your DM starts off with, before I proceed with any conversation, please can you send full confirmation that you're over the age of 14 years old? Yeah. Because Tiger, woo!
Let's just leave Tiger alone.
Yeah, he's having a bad 20. He's having a bad year already. That's how you don't start 2016.
That's not how you're supposed to do it.
Don't start 2016 like Tiger. But yeah, if you had 10,000 character word limit, what would you do on Twitter?
I wouldn't use them. I think like the beauty of Twitter is that you have to get your message out in 140 characters.
Yeah.
I think that's always been the main ethos of Twitter. I think it makes people clever. It makes people a lot wittier.
Yeah.
Because you got to get your joke out in 140 characters. I think what's the point?
Do you think it's heading into the area of, how much of the area of forums do you think it's heading into if Twitter becomes this 10,000?
I don't know, man. It just feels stupid. Like, no, I don't like it at all. That is Facebook.
And you can add pictures in and links.
Nah, I think they need to not do that. I'm sorry. But if they're going to do anything, like, give us 200 characters, maybe.
Ooh, that would be nice.
I think 200 characters would be good.
Maybe 10 more characters. That can make a world of difference.
Yeah, let's give 10 more characters.
Yeah. It'd help out Billy, innit, on the social media, innit, side of things.
Yeah.
Really?
Or let's do, like... Oh, no, I feel like I've just created a social network that I don't want to say now.
Yeah, we'll put it out here, innit? It's safe.
No, is it safe if I say it?
Yeah, just read off a bit of paper that I wrote.
Why don't
earlier.
We have, like...
Yeah, this is my idea. Race is reading off a bit of paper. Yeah, go on.
Voice Twitter.
Vwitter.
Yeah, like Vwitter. So you can record the message rather than...
Okay, like Snapchat without the video.
So, yeah, you've just... Yeah, exactly. You've kind of just shown me that it's Snapchat.
And they only last for 24 hours and you have a story?
It's just voice, isn't it?
Yeah. What would you call it?
Twitter.
What would you call it?
Hear this.
All right. That's all right.
Ear this.
No, not ear this. No, not ear this. No, it's not. Come on. You've got to sell this. Khalid could do it. Walk with me.
Walk with me.
Clough talk.
Let's see.
So in short, the 10,000, you're not down with it, Ace?
No.
You're not down for it?
I'm not on it, man.
Well, we just got to see what happens,
man. What about you? You on it?
give us 200 characters I might mess with.
I think 200 characters is
Yeah, I'll go for the 200 characters.
Yeah, we didn't get 200 characters, but we did get pictures that don't count towards our character count. So yeah, Twitter's changing, and we've probably got more of that coming up in the next few episodes. But also, we've been joined by quite a few legends across the last year as well, including Joe Grind, UK rapper, businessman extraordinaire, and somehow, as well as talking about El Chapo, Netflix shortcuts, we ended up talking about sleeping with the legend that is Oprah Winfrey.
Does that mean that you'd bang Oprah? Would you bang Oprah?
Yeah, but finding someone, finding someone sexy and sharing them are two different things, though, isn't it?
Do you know what? If I had the opportunity to say in my life that I troubled Oprah someone like you, Oprah, I think I'd do it just for the bragging rights, and I would walk into the room with my chest high and say, "You know what? I hit."
You have to wife Oprah, bruv. What? She's a billionaire, fam.
Yeah, I'd take a graze off that.
Huh? Oprah is a billionaire, bro.
Oprah's a billionaire.
Oprah's got like $9 billion sitting in the account or something.
Bro, you're saying is she, bro? For the thing, come on, didn't you see the show where she gave everyone the car? you got a car. You got a car. Like, she said, like it's normal. You know what I'm saying? You got it's saying like
$3 billion. She got bruv, $3 billion.
You know what? I would. Yeah.
You'd have to wife Oprah, 100%.
I don't know if I'd wife. I'd have to have some sort of agreement where I need to have some sort of fun with somebody who isn't.
Definitely try and impregnate her.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
Why? Because you're not going to get that money, because your kid's going to get that money.
Yeah, my kid's a billionaire.
What's it called, America? Alimony.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to remember, America's got these laws. Remember, they sue everyone. So she'll put that law in place. Right, your dad's a deadbeat.
Yeah.
You can't give a penny of it to him.
I'd have to go to court. Like, let me see.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But she's got the money, cuz.
All right, here you go. So you're in a room with Oprah, yeah?
Yeah.
She's taken off all her clothes.
Yeah.
You've had a drink. You're ready to go. She takes out paperwork and says, "You've got to sign this before we lay down together." Right? Yeah, it's prenup or it's paperwork saying, "If I get pregnant from you,
there's
get
no point if there's a prenup." I might as well go home. Unless I can sell the story.
We sound like such.
Yeah, you probably could. You can sell the story. That's what I'm saying, businessman.
You got to tell us, sell the story. I'll bring out the iPhone, maybe take some pictures of her naked.
We sound like such thoughts, you know.
Nah, but you know what? Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah, it's cool. Ever. That's cool. But at the end, I'm going to be honest, yeah. Put me in the same situation. Forget the contracts and everything. Just make me horny, because I'm going to tell you, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, why not? Like, maybe be single, obviously, as well. But this is
so
awesome.
Bruv,
come on. My name didn't come out of nowhere, cuz.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, you know what? I stand by that statement. I still would sleep with Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, I said it, and I'll say it again. But anyway, there's a lot of DJs in the How to Kill in our gang. A lot of us work in radio. Okay, all of the main presenters, really, that get involved in the show work on radio and DJ in clubs. There's a program that we use called Serato, and they've kind of made something which is a combination between Spotify and a DJ software that they use in the clubs called Serato. So you can, instead of having to download MP3s to play them in the club, you can stream them and play them on your computer. Now, Ace is a very passionate DJ, And he has something to say about this whole pulse locker idea in episode 25.
I'm not DJ. Done with this, by the way.
You still upset?
I don't want to go back to it. I just don't like it.
Why?
Bredgen, collect music in it. Don't go into the club, connect to the Wi-Fi, and stream your set. Like, get all the songs from streams.
Why not?
No.
But that's like me going to the first DJ on turntables. Don't come into the club buying songs and they're recorded. Learn to play an instrument and entertain me yourself. It is.
Do you know why it's not the same? Because any random guy now, yeah, can go in, like, get his laptop, plug in, and then be like, all right, yeah, let me just go to what Westwood played.
Yeah.
Folder and just copy everything that Westwood's just done.
Okay, I could be an old man saying, let me just go to the record shop and buy all the tunes that I heard other people play.
No, but you still have to learn how to DJ.
Maybe not as much as others, though. Or you, all right, learning to DJ, would you say that's as hard as learning to play an instrument?
Yes.
You fucking liar. Ace is still the biggest liar I've ever heard. You lied. That was so wrong and straight. Yes. So you're saying Ed Sheeran playing a guitar is just as easy as hard as mixing two tunes in a club.
100%.
So you're saying, all right, so you're
not
saying,
everyone could do it.
So you're saying, all right, not Michael Jackson.
And Jazzy Jeff are on the same level, 100%.
No, I'm a cut. Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Grandmaster Flash.
Same talent level, fam. Only difference is Stevie Wonder plays more than one instrument.
I thought you were going to say only difference is one of them can see. I was like, that's cut. The way I feel,
Nat King Cole.
I just feel like Ace, man. The thing is, what I don't get. What I don't get is you're a sick DJ.
Yeah, thank you.
And you are. But being the club with you, you've seen what I do in the club. We got booking this weekend, haven't we? Yeah, I ain't playing tunes. I'm hooking. But yeah, I used to DJ a lot in the clubs and stuff, and I love it. And I'm just like whatever. And I've always been someone, I've come from vinyl, gone to, you know, CDs, gone to using laptops and memory sticks, whatever. And I always come from the angle, like, use the tools to your best of your ability. So the more shit we get, the more shit we should be doing. So for example, I'm not for this, but if you want to use your pitch control and lock in beat matching, you better do something with the music that's going to make me want to go crazy.
As well as digital decks in 25, we also speak about digital dicks, or should I say balls. And this is why the episode is called Bionic Balls.
Ace, would you use this?
Nope.
Stephen, would you use this?
I would never use it. Bredgen, let me tell you something here. I'm not going under the knife for that. I wouldn't go under the knife for I would never have a vasectomy, even if I had a million children.
Yeah.
My shit was so potent that even if I hugged a girl, she'd get pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a vasectomy.
I think I would, you know.
No, I wouldn't.
I think I would. Yeah, I think I would. I don't want a surprise at the end of the day. Not now. Not right now. I think in
just
the future.
Just to stop yourself having kids.
Yeah, just an accident.
Nah, bruv.
It's not Bridging, gonna, I know
no.
people have had vasectomies.
Bruv, I'll take the male pill before I took had a vasectomy.
If the male pill existed, I'd think about that as well, but it doesn't.
What's this guy's name?
Bimek.
Just make the male pill or an implant or an injection or something else. Like, this
Clemens
is
Bimek.
Nah, I'm not on it.
A little switch.
I'm not on it.
Well, how do you think this would have... All right, so say this got approved and it was a thing now. How do you think this will affect sexual behaviour?
This is the thing. What? So
how are people going to behave?
You're
now?
Having foreplay with your girl and then you're like, hold on, I got to go and turn... Like, that's going to kill the whole mood.
It's a bit of a mad question. What if she's playing with your balls and switch the flow?
Steve just said, what if she's playing with your balls and flips the switch back?
Yeah.
And she didn't realise...
She didn't know.
You come inside of her, oh, shit.
So what Steven's saying is maybe for FDA approval they'll do stuff like they'll add safety devices. So they might put an LED inside your balls. This is important. And then when you flip it and when the sperms no go, your balls glow red. Yeah. And when it's off, there's no light.
Nah.
No?
I just listen. this guy.
But seriously, though, how do you think if this, because this could happen, if this becomes a thing, how do you think this will affect the behavior?
I don't think people will have it. I don't think people will do it.
You sure?
You think people will go?
I know that for a fact. If there's something on this earth that's available to a human being, there's someone sick enough to go and get it. Definitely. Just to even be like, yo, I want that switch of balls. You get me? There will be someone.
There'll be guys pretending they've got the ball switch to trap girls.
Oh.
It off. My thing is this. If I'm going to breed a girl and she's like, you know, like when I say a keeper, like, whatever. I'd be like, she's like, did you switch the switch off? I'd be like, yeah, babe, the switch is off. I'll bust inside of her. You get me? That's, I'm good.
So you're saying people would lie and say they've got the switch?
Yeah. Now, this girl piercing condoms right now.
Okay.
Girl saying that they're on the pill.
It's right. This water has no Ribena in it.
Yeah. This girl saying that they're on the pill. This girl saying that they're on, like, they've got, like, people. Every people would lie.
I already said I would trap Oprah if I could. Listen, if give me 5 minutes to Oprah. I'll run some lyrics on there. Still, I at least want to. You get a car. That's the least I want from her. All right. So if there's a switch for women, what do you reckon this would be the same thing? We'd have to know, but otherwise we wouldn't trust.
I think it would be safer for women to have it than men.
Why? Why?
Because women, like, for instance, if men had a pill,
yeah,
we'd forget to take it.
Okay.
Women take the pill regular.
Right.
Like, women are better.
Organized. We're forgetful shit. Yeah.
Why do you have a Bluetooth remote?
Stephen said you should have a Bluetooth connection, like a. So,
yeah.
But then people, whenever there's Bluetooth and stuff, people can hack your stuff. So someone might hack your balls.
Nah.
Somebody that wants to catch you might say, yeah, you flip that switch manual. I've got the Bluetooth.
That's mad.
There's a whole level.
It's true.
Of dodginess that we've not thought about. I think seriously, we should go for the LED in the balls, and your balls glow red if there's nothing coming out.
And also in episode 26, we spoke a little bit about what you'd do if you had a bionic eye.
You lost an eye, Ace.
Yeah.
Bionic eyes are going to be here soon. Would you replace it with a bionic eye? Or would you go for the straight, slick Rick patch?
I'd replace it with a bionic eye.
Really?
Why not? I want to see it as well as everyone else.
Okay.
I feel like this is what the future is going to be. You can replace everything. You're going to be able to replace everything. We're going to be all living till we're 140,000 years old because you can replace every organ, every piece. Like, this is going to be super old people because you're just not going to die because you can replace everything.
I mean, usually with medicine, it's used to help people, and then somebody takes advantage of it. And you know, there's going to be people that are probably pimping their eyes.
Right.
So if they were offering something like night vision, Zoom.
Yep.
Just no qualms. It's like night vision, laser.
Yep.
Laser. What else could you get in your eye?
You can see through walls.
See through walls.
Heat vision.
See through clothes.
Yep.
You'd get all of that.
I'd definitely get all of that. All right.
100%. Brand new tech. Never tested before, chop out both your eyes and put new eyes in? Or would you want it to be road tested?
Nah, it definitely have to be road tested, and I'd probably keep one normal eye.
Wow. What, you keep one?
I'd just keep one of my normal eyes, and the other one can be pimped.
Which one, left or right?
Let's go with the left.
And would you want it like Terminator style?
Yeah, 100%.
I could see with the Terminator red eye.
Yeah, 100%.
Sick. I'd want an eye that told me stuff about people when I met them so I couldn't forget.
Their names, yeah, because I'm so good. I'm good with faces, but not names. Yeah.
Why'd you click,
and a name comes up.
Nice to, how you doing? How's, and they're, you know, they're friends.
That's a very
and,
good idea.
Yeah, I need that. That would work for me.
Let's be honest, we could all do with a heads-up display in our eye. How good would that be, man? No more of the, your name is ever. Anyway. We also like to speak about food quite a lot now to kill an hour. And in episode 26 with Ace, he opened my eyes to the world of cinema food.
I would probably pay... Do you know, like I said, my cinema trips are expensive anyway. Because I got an addiction to cinema food. So...
So good.
It's so good.
What do you eat when you get to cinema?
I'm off red meat at the moment, so I ain't been doing no hot dogs, but...
Check. I'll get the hot dog, thank you.
Yeah.
Chili, extra onions, thank you. What, you got the supersized one? How about two of those in one? Thank you. Put some of that cheese sauce from the nachos in
that's
it as well.
What I'm talking about.
You know what I mean?
Nachos with extra cheese. Salsa and extra jalapenos, mm-hmm. please. Mm-hmm. Then a sweet and salty popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Then
you go for the mix.
Yeah, you go for the mix.
How do you mix a sweet and salty?
So you like, well, they start sweet, then they do the salty, then they do the sweet, and then they do the salty. I say, I need like five.
Five layers.
Because they like, sometimes they like to do it half and half. And I'm like, no, that's not going to work.
That's how I like it. I like to start salty and go sweet afterwards. It's like you got a main and
layers.
A dessert.
You got to do layers. Layers. You got to do layers. That'll change your life. Layers will change your life. And then you might go over to the Ben and Jerry's stand and then get a lemon sorbet with a vanilla on one side and lemon sorbet on the other. And you're nice. And then you get an ice drink, a Tango Ice Blast.
And a Diet Coke.
Mixed. Mixed.
An Ice Blast.
And then you're nice.
You go in at the cinema.
Yeah.
Literally. And then you have to carry it all in there.
Before the film even starts.
That's right. Yeah.
So that was the first of our best bits of 2016 on How to Kill an Hour. I'm Marcus Bronzy. There's plenty of ways to kill time out there. And we're going to continue.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Reminiscing in the next episode. Thank you for your ears.